water from that well that's existing would be an important thing for the future owner.
Well, and I think the reason that it's being brought up is because a written well agreement is recorded in the recorder's office. And in this situation, potentially, if something happened and it wasn't recorded and that land sold or something happened and your property sells and all of a sudden that property doesn't have access to water, it may be a concern with them being able to get their own well because of the size of the property.
Sure.
That's the concern.
Sure.
So I think we probably did our best to make that awareness in place, but... Okay. Any more questions? Okay.
Any questions?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf of this or against this? All right. We'll close this for discussion.
I see that this would cause them an undue hardship financially, that if we didn't approve it and they weren't able to get a loan, I can see that it fits that definition, that this is an undue hardship. I go back to what's the spirit behind our rule of 2 acres? Is it to separate out well and septic? I don't know that that's a concern if well is a shared well and out of the area, and that would have been a factor in doing the approval for the septic. They would have looked at where a well was, I'm sure, and not put the septic right by the well.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I have a concern other than for their own.
But you're looking at the future of the county, you end up with a parcel that's unviable. And I think I'd be a no without either a larger parcel split off or a well agreement that shows that it would have water in the future regardless of who owned it.
Yeah. I think that would be prudent of us, probably reasonable. If they already have it, then it's probably a non-issue, but we shouldn't approve it without that stipulation.
And that would protect a future purchaser of it. And actually, if it's recorded, it also should increase the value of the property because you could prove that it actually is.
And they wouldn't be able to borrow against it anyways without having that something written.
Wouldn't
anyways.
Cost anything but the agreement to be
formalized.
Yeah, if it's not already, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, does somebody like to make a motion then?
I would move to approve variance 2024-003V on the condition that this property is provided by a written well agreement. Since there's not a well on that property, does that make sense?
Then if it's recorded, we can put that recording book and page on the minor subdivision that
recorded to the property.
To that exact property, because it can be conditional to a person that doesn't transfer. We want to make sure it's to that property.
Right. Yep. To the property, not to the owner of the property.
Correct. If they have the book and page, then it's put on that minor subdivision, which they put a lot of stuff on there like that, and then that would they put the deed, book and page, and et cetera.
Does that wording make sense?
With that wording, I second that motion.
All right, we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Okay, so the minor subdivision is the next step along with that well agreement. So. Yep, you bet.
All right, next up we have 2024-004V.
Okay. James and Diana Young are seeking a variance from the setback variance approved August 20th, 1997 for Phase 1 Wilderness Club RV Park. The applicant seeking a 1-foot side property line setback, which is 4 feet less than the variance of 5 feet, allowing for the construction of a garage on the side of the house. This is at 109 Bears Paw Way in Hollister. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request, again, that should be 2024-004V. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a side setback of 1 foot for the construction of a carport garage shop structure. Residential building permit shall be required in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County subdivision regulations. Highway 165, just right over here around the corner, and all right here is the scenic overlook. This is where Iowa Colony comes out to 165, historic 165. Got the subject parcel highlighted. And as you can tell, these are real small lots. It was intended to be an RV. There's a couple RVs still there, but then they ended up building homes on them. Here's our subject's property. Just some lot dimensions. Lot's 40 by 70. So just some photos. This is just off pictometry, in which I can go to if you need to look at different angles. I've got the parcel highlighted, or the structure highlighted. So just taking some photos of the area where he wants to build.
So is where's the property line at that
point? Right in here. By we went way up the line, or I did, and did some measuring back. Usually sometimes they put this pedestal right on it, but doing the measurements from the the homeowner association property that's fenced in, and then measuring back, it falls just like right in here. He's going to build it to the concrete, which I'll let him explain,
okay,
which would put it a foot away from that property line.
Okay.
And now I'm on the backside looking back towards the front. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
My name's Diana Young, and we're just asking for the variance request so that we can build a garage onto the side so we've got some covered parking area, and then we're also asking for the front of the home so because there's no porch or anything on the front of it, so we'd like some coverage over the front of it for weather and stuff like that.
Okay.
So your front addition, when we talk, is small enough that you won't need a building permit for that unless you tie it in with your other structure.
Okay.
So, and it was going to meet that setback anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I only explained it as just that
the
side
first
setback.
Part, okay.
I didn't want you to think I'd left that
no,
out.
No, I wasn't there the day that you guys spoke,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's all right.
Can you go back over, Scott, to that front yard photo? There's another one that's maybe it. Go down one more. Yeah, that one there. Okay. So if your property line is at the electric pole, so that's just the neighbor's space there, but they didn't put their fence on the line, they put it off. Okay.
What I've determined's happened out there a lot, these homes, the same builder built a whole bunch of, they've all kind of got off. There's numerous, and I put it in your packet, numerous carports that have been built. Mm-hmm. Some homes even stick off the back of the property on these.
Yeah.
It's something I was going to address, but it got so big that I just started from scratch. And everything that's built since I found all that.
Yeah. Well, I know when we had one similar to this this year, I think at the beginning of the year, of course, our biggest concern was the runoff. But it looks to me, just clarifying that the elevation of the neighbor property is higher up.
So yeah, and there's a swale. There's a little water swale already there. That's
and
why
it
I
runs
had to
down
it
the back of the hillside yeah. there too. And there's a hillside that goes down the back
down
back there.
There,
so all the water drains and goes back and down.
This yeah. shows it a little bit, but yeah, you're correct.
All right.
It's just going to be like a one-car garage because that's all we have room for. We're just wanting something to make sure we've got some kind of covered area for the vehicles.
And this is a permanent build, right?
Yes.
One-car garage?
Yeah. Yes, it'll be attached to the side of the
home. Not a middle carport garage? Right?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you have any more questions for us?
I think that's it.
Do you guys have any questions? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor or for this project? Anybody would like to speak against it? All right. We'll close it for discussion. I think one of our biggest things we've run into in that subdivision is creating some type of encroachment that can really be devastating to the neighbor. But we've seen many times in this neighborhood a lot of things on the line.
Mm-hmm.
This maybe was one of the few times I've seen something where it probably will never affect the neighbor.
Yeah.
The lay of the land happened to be perfect. The swell's there. The water, that's the biggest concern, is what kind of water would collect on the neighbor, but that's not the case in this one. Let's just throw my two cents in there. What do you guys think?
I agree. Okay. These lots are narrow. Exceptional narrow, as fits our definition. In this case, you've got some water runoffs not going to impact your neighbor. Obviously, the neighbor was noticed and isn't here opposing it.
Yep.
It's already concrete. Wouldn't increase the runoff any anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And already an impervious surface.
Yep.
And there's a boundary already set, so it's not like they're putting it right up against the fence. So.
Great.
Okay. Well, I think with that being said, anybody have a motion on this? This is 2024-004V, if anybody needs it.
Yeah, I would move that we approve the requested variance for the case number 2024-004V as requested.
Okay. I would second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.
Just get with Presley for your building permit, and she'll double check. You'll be good to go.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is ...2024-005V.
I can get to the next page.
Yeah, sorry.
Nope, we're good.
Okay, good.
So this one's 131 Morning Dove Lane in Ridgedale. Curtis Day is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020, which are the R1 densities and dimensional standards, which are setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant seeking a 6-foot and a 19-foot, which I'll show and explain. So it's really a 6-foot front line property setback to allow the applicant to construct a garage 6 feet from the front property line on the northwest corner of the garage and 19 feet from the front property line on the southwest corner on the garage. So again, this should be 24-005V. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request, it'd be approval of a front setback variance of 6 feet from the front property line for approval to build a garage. 2, residential building permit shall be required. 3, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County subdivision regulations. That should be zoning regulations. I've had lots of things going on while I filled these out, I think. So this is across the 86 bridge. You turn into the Clearwater Acres area. So right here is the county line. We're in the very western part of the county. I've got the lot highlighted. A little bit of a unique shaped right in that V of Clearwater and Morning Dove. So I've taken, and I don't know if this is truly size appropriate, but it somewhat gives you an idea. We did measure, and you'll see in the next photo or two that they did draw a line here where that property line from the measurements. And it sets the property line. This is one of those where it's way far away from the pavement. This pavement curves and then comes back. So even though it would be 6 feet, it'd be 25 feet from the pavement on this corner and 39 feet from the pavement on that corner. So here's that string that marks that. Here's these garage corners. So here's that string again, and then you can see those corners. So I just kind of worked my way around to didn't know how I could get some real good pictures. And I stepped back on that one.